Welcome to Positively Autistic, Autism, God's Bright Kids. Here on this radio show, you will find encouragement in the midst of the challenge of autism. We will share stories of how God works in the midst of those affected by autism, as well as how He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. And here is your host, Dana Susan Beasley.
I am your host, Dana Susan Beasley, and welcome to Autism God's Bright Kids. It's Monday, November 7th, and I am recording this show from my home in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where we are still having gorgeous days in the 60s. It's quite hard to believe. Usually we see snow by this time. In fact, this is really not a good thing because we need the moisture. But anyway, today we're going to go on a little walk a little bit after I finish recording this show because we're trying to get more exercise. That's becoming extremely important for us. So we're looking forward to getting out in the sunshine while it's still there. So anyway, have an exciting show for you today. Thinking about Thanksgiving in a couple of weeks, I thought maybe we could talk about a couple of things to help you prepare. Number one, I am going to share with you a few tips about traveling and Thanksgiving. Hopefully you find that helpful. And then we will take a little break and I'll come back and I will talk to you about some craft ideas for your whole family. In fact, I'm going to share with you 20 different ideas, and all of these ideas I collected from Pinterest. And so I'm going to briefly tell you about them from the website, and then you can find all these Pinterest pins on my Pinterest account, which is Angel Arts. That's how you can find it. And on one of my boards is a board, So one of my boards is called Autism Stack of Stuff, and you will find all these pins there. And there's 20 of them, so you can find ample resources for a great Thanksgiving and even time leading up to Thanksgiving for school activities, crafts, and different things. So right now, let me tell you a little bit about some tips that I collected. And before I did the show, yesterday I was talking to my son, Sam. If you've listened to the show at all, you know that Sam is my son, and he's 15. He has Asperger's, and I've been homeschooling him for 8 years. Or thereabouts. He's in high school now, and it's been quite a transition. But anyway, we had a conversation about it because I thought, well, who better to give advice than someone who is autistic and lives it? So the thing that my son had to say was planning, having plenty of time to know what you're doing. And then he says, of course, having the money to do it, which is not always under our control. So, and he likes keeping things simple. So those are the main things that he said. But I agree, planning ahead as much as possible and letting your child know the details ahead of time, it's always very important for autistic children. And then another really key thing that we did a number of years ago before we took a trip is role-playing. Specifically, if you're going to go on an airplane and your child has never done that before, we had this whole party, actually. Well, only one other family came, but my husband dressed up as an airline pilot. I mean, all he had was some wings and a hat, like an Air Force hat that he pretended it was a pilot's hat. And we made a little tables for like a check-in place, and somebody, I pretended to be the attendant checking in, we pretended the whole thing from the conveyor belts or the luggage check-in to especially the security. I think that was our biggest concern, was how the security would work. And so we had this whole fun thing, and then we had like bags of peanuts for airplane food, and we pretended to be on the airplane, or the whole deal, and it was really fun, and it definitely prepared our son for his first airplane trip, his first airplane trip in his memory. And it went, the actual airplane trip went really well, and since then he's been on an airplane several times, including all the way to Hawaii with his grandparents. So I highly suggest doing role playing for whatever it is, but especially going on an airplane. So that is key. And then, of course, pretty obvious, always have a backpack with extra clothes and have activities in there like drawing, paper, pencils, crayons, any kind of games. There's always kind of some fun travel games, even that you can get at one of those travel gas stations. And then, of course, allowing time for lots of breaks. If you're driving in the car, that's really important. And then, if you're having a difficult time with the idea of staying in a hotel, or if it's not affordable, you might try an Airbnb or a vacation rental. We used to actually own a vacation rental, so those prices are much more affordable in the long run, and it's, in a way, it's a lot more comfortable because it's a home. It's not some sterile hotel that doesn't look very inviting. So, and the advantage of a vacation rental, and I think even an Airbnb, although I'm not as familiar with them, is that you can bring your own food. Very, very good idea for a child with autism who struggles with being picky and doesn't like going out and maybe has food allergies and all of that. So you could go on to VRBO.com. They have tons of vacation rental listings. I'd be very careful with Craigslist. We tried that once and, the place was pretty dirty and we didn't like it. We had to move. But I know that VRBO.com is pretty reliable. That's where we used to have our listing when we had a vacation rental. And you could find some really great deals, and like I said, have the flexibility to be able to bring your own food in. So, and then another idea is you might stay close to home or plan a staycation. This is, of course, the advantage of this is it saves a lot of money, and money in gas, and money in airline tickets, and all of that. And it's so easy to neglect the sites in our own backyard. I know in Colorado Springs we have so many of them. And so sometimes it's fun just to stay at home and see the sites that are around you, especially if you're traveling or during Thanksgiving, during a holiday. It can be much simpler in many ways to have it at your own house. I kind of had wished for that this year, but we're traveling just an hour and a half away, so it's not too bad, but we definitely decided against traveling for the full day to Albuquerque, where most of my family will be. So making it simple, very, very important, and part of that might be just sticking close to home. Or even, I know that especially the men don't like this, but sometimes deciding to not even cook it at home and go out. There's been a few times where we've done that, albeit with many complaints. But sometimes for your sanity, you just have to do that. That's just the way it is. So think about that too. And then as far as the whole traveling idea, not just related to Thanksgiving, but, maybe your desire is to travel more, and it certainly is. I think it's very good for kids to travel. I spent the first five years of my life traveling all over the world, and I credit that to giving me the confidence that I have and giving me boldness. and an ability to take risks, and my husband doesn't have that, and his family did not travel. They stayed very much close to home. So, but, you know, it takes some time to for some kids to get used to that. And so you might just try with day trips. I know that, my son, one of the things that he always wants to do is go explore the little towns that are right around us, and that just takes a day. I know that not too far from us, a little bit southeast, is a place called Bent's Fort, and we went there a long time ago when he was 7, but he doesn't remember. So the great thing about that is that it can be incorporated into homeschooling because there's so much history around us. You can find it everywhere. I mean, going out to Bent's Fort for us would be an incredible day of school. So, you know, you might think about that. And then another thing you might think about, which I really, really want to do, is to invest in a recreational vehicle. And this is how probably, well, no, not probably, the best memories I have is traveling in a camper with my family. Those were watershed years. Those are memories that I will never forget. Now, some of them were quite the adventures. they were quite unusual. And so, at the time, maybe they didn't feel so pleasant. Like, well, I don't remember because I was a baby, of course, but one of the first things that happened in our camper is we were trying to outrun a tornado. So, well, my older siblings remember that, but I don't. But now we kind of laugh about it years later. But investing in an RV might really help you bond as a family. In fact, I know families that sell everything they have and buy a really fancy recreational vehicle and travel all over the country. I think that would be awesome. So that's another idea. And that also makes it kind of nice during Thanksgiving, because if you do travel somewhere and you have a heater or it's warm enough, then you can have a place to stay that's on your own and have your own space. That's kind of important for families who are dealing with autism. And then lastly, a tip that I have that we have done before that saved us a lot of time is to use a dinner service to make your meals. There was a place called Supper Solutions or Dream Dinners. I don't know what there is nowadays, but what they did is they could either make it for you. They would make these freezer bags full of frozen dinners, or they, way better than frozen dinners. Let me say this. Okay, they were actual dinners that were really good, but they were frozen, and all you did was have to cook them. And it worked really well for some of our camping trips, especially. We did it once for a family reunion, and so none of us was burdened with cooking. And so that's a very, very good idea to do while you're traveling, especially if you're camping or if you're going to use some kind of vacation rental that has a kitchen. Or, like I said, if you're going to have a family reunion and instead of that stress of what's for dinner, just having it all done for you. Now, of course, that does cost a little more, but actually it works out quite economically, especially if you avoid going out to restaurants all the time. So there are some ideas for you that I hope you find helpful, kind of quick, but I wanted to get that out there while the topic of traveling was fresh in my mind. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go to a commercial break, and when I return, I will talk about these 20 craft activity ideas I have for Thanksgiving. Okay, I will return shortly. Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism, as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging, But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. Welcome back. This is Dana Susan Beasley, and you're listening to Positively Autistic, Autism, God's Bright Kids. And I just want to give out a shout out to Positively Autistic for giving me this opportunity for this radio show. I do really find it fun, although sometimes my life gets a little overwhelming and haywire, and I'm not always able to do it when I want to. So, anyway, this one seems to be coming together. And before I go on to explain or describe some of these crafts I found on Pinterest, I just want to give a shout out also to my sponsors. And one of those is Kelly Thomason with Plexus. And she was on a couple of months ago on the show and described how Plexus could help a child with autism. And you can find her information, her link to her website, on my website, riseaboveautistic.com. So, and you can also find that link to my website on the slideshow below. And then I'd like to give a shout out to Clorinda Olensager. She is with Young Living Oils, Young Living Essential Oils, and she also was on my show a few years ago. Very wonderful gal, very knowledgeable. In fact, I had the honor of doing a logo for her for her business because she's expanding to wellness, and essential oils is part of that, but her website is anointingthefamily.com, so be sure to check out her things. And then also a shout out to Annie Eskelson, who's been a stalwart friend over the years. It's just amazing to me how Facebook can bring connections, and these people that I have never met personally have become really good friends, and I'm very honored to have them part of this. And so please go check out the Ashy's Gift Series. It's ashysgift.com. It's Christmas. Well, Christmas is right around the corner, and that would make this beautiful, gorgeous book would make a great gift for someone. So please check out ashysgift.com. And I just want to mention again, just go to riseaboveautistic.com. Check out what my vision is, and see how you can be a part of it. And there's a few ways you can be a part of it. You can, of course, submit a story and some artwork. That would be wonderful. Also could be videos and audios, because part of it will be digital. And then, of course, I need more sponsors, and I need some partner organizations, because my goal is to be able to give back and give a portion of the proceeds back to organizations that really help families that need it, who are dealing with the challenge of autism. So be sure to check out riseaboveautistic.com and see what, or find out how you can be involved. And so now I'm going to go through this huge list of Pinterest pins that I found. And again, you can find all these pins on my Pinterest, and just search for Angel Arts, and it's under my Autism Stack of Stuff board. So that's where you can find all of these. And the first thing that I found was by Crafty Morning, a gal named Michelle, very young mother it looks like, very young mother, and she made these paper bag turkey puppets. They're really, really cute. And there's a picture of a little boy with a bag that has a little turkey thing on the paper bag and says, "I am thankful for my family, my puppet, and my something." I can't quite read it. Print is too small for my eyes. So, but anyway, this is from a blog called Crafty Morning. Really cute place. And I love puppets. Sam used to make puppets, especially paper bags. He excelled at paper bag puppets. I don't know. I've never seen any kid who could do them. But when I was in college, many years ago, I took this course called Creative Experiences for Children. It was my favorite course ever in college. I never missed that class, ever. And we had so much fun in there. And one of the things that we did was make puppets, and not just paper bag. We made these really, really great puppets. But we also talked about writing skits or plays for puppets. And I did that quite a bit. In fact, I did that a lot as a camp counselor, as a children's counselor in different camps. And so I'm just going to tell you a little bit about some of the instructions that I received from that course about writing skits or plays for puppets. And so, number one, here are some story ideas or characters. And obviously, number one is holidays, and I'm talking about this because of Thanksgiving. That would be a really key thing to do. I mean, wow, talk about a lesson plan. What a great lesson plan it would be to have puppets for the first Thanksgiving. You could have all sorts of characters involved in that, and what a great play that would be. And what a great lesson that would be to make your own puppet play about the first Thanksgiving. But then here are some other story ideas for your future reference. Mathematics, science, nature, health, safety, dragons, monsters, ghosts, circus, animals, forests, mountains, castles, an unusual pet store, modernize a fairy tale, an old lady, a young boy or girl, have a talent show, do a chase scene, and then have a suspense thing like, what is inside this box? So those are some of the story ideas or characters that you could do. And then as far as your presentation, you can pantomime a story with music. You can use a narrator to read your story and the puppets act it out. Or the puppets tell the story with operators prowling the voices or doing the voices. So, and then to get started, work on your plot and flow or action of the story and then add dialogue. And again, what a great lesson for your kids, especially if they're old enough to do some of this writing. Give a puppet a problem to solve, like how to get to Mars or how to get to the circus. And then decide on the personality of the puppet and the type of puppet. Number three, not all puppets need to be the same style. Oh, and I imagine that you can find all sorts of interesting ideas on puppet making in Pinterest. And then combine humans with puppets. And then have a simple plot, concentrate on the action, and limit the number of characters. And then as far as scenery, a simple stage can be made from a sheet strung on clothesline. Scenery can be pinned on the front. And again, great artwork lesson for a child, for a homeschool child or any child to do. And then it's held up from the back or taped to the wall. That's another idea. Other simple stages can be made from cardboard, refrigerator cartons, tables turned on their side, or smaller cartons with a screen cut out. So that's just some of the ideas that I received when I was in school, and I loved it. It's so much fun. It makes me actually want to throw a puppet show for kids around here, get my son involved. Oh, that would be interesting. But anyway, very, very great ideas for school, for Thanksgiving, and I hope that helps. So that is the first one. Now, the second one is a thankful turkey box tutorial. Or yeah, it's I found a tutorial. It's on iHeart Crafty Things, and what it is it's a Kleenex box. It looks like it's painted, and then there's turkey feathers in back out of paper, and then a little turkey body in the front, and there's a notepad that says I am thankful for. So looks like it's very easy to do, and what you need is just a tissue box, paint, a paintbrush, cardstock paper, glue stick, clear packing tape, googly eyes, small piece of yellow and red paper, and scissors. So, and it describes exactly how to do it, and it looks like a lot of fun. And a great thing for the Thanksgiving dinner. And, I know in our family or our larger family, sometimes we go around and say what we're thankful for, but this is kind of a different way to do it, and it could keep you inspired. So again, that's a thankful turkey box. That's really cute, and you can find that on my Pinterest. And then the third thing is, and this is actually a whole compilation on making Thanksgiving kids' tables more fun. There's actually 15 of them, and I wanted to highlight one of those. One of the things that you can do is Thanksgiving bingo. That was kind of fun looking. So let's see. There's a card full of different pictures, and it almost looks like a Rolo that was used to place where you called out your particular picture. There were pictures, not numbers. So anyway, there's a bunch of different ideas on there. And that was actually from Country Living. I just realized. I just looked at the website, huh? So there's a lot of different ideas, 15 different ideas. You can look at that, but in specific, bingo, Thanksgiving bingo. And then I really like this idea, Thanksgiving charades. And it's kind of like the same idea as the bingo card. It's got these little icons of a pie and a turkey and a squirrel and a leaf pile and an Indian and a pilgrim girl. But charades is a blast. And my son actually, he loves charades. And I think it's a really good activity for kids with autism because it gets them using their body, and great for connecting language, and just so much good about it. So I know that we, way back in the day, we always enjoyed Pictionary, and or my family did as I was growing up. So this is a really cute thing, and it's on a website called ICanTeachMyChild.com, and again, you can find this on my Pinterest. And then we have the next one, which is, if I can get down to the page. Now, this looks really interesting to me. I might do this year for a co-op that I have, but it's a gratitude tree. And what it is, you need tree branches, and the kids can collect these. This is a great thing for them to do. What am I saying? Small rocks. A large wide mouth mason jar, green cardstock, or whatever cardstock you want, I would think. A pencil, single hole punch, twine, and scissors. And what you do is you just pour the rocks into the mason jar and insert the branches into the jar. And then you use the scissors to cut the cardstock into leaf shapes. And again, that's why I like, why not use multicolored? Brown and orange and red and all that stuff. And then you use a single hole punch to punch a hole in the leaf. And then you let the kids write what they're grateful for on each leaf. And of course, if your child has a hard time with that, if they have dysgraphia, then write it for them. Let them dictate to you. That's perfectly fine. And then you loop a piece of twine or string through the hole and tie it and hang it on the gratitude tree. So really, really simple, great activity for the family and for Thanksgiving. What an idea to have that as a centerpiece and have everybody do that at the table or before Thanksgiving, and then have somebody read them out and maybe even make it into a game and guess who the leaves were written by. So that's that one, and then the next one, as I deal with a pop-up, this is really cute too. And again, I mentioned Pictionary. This is a Thanksgiving Pictionary game for kids, and it is from somewhatsimple.com. And it, what it is, it's a mason jar that's been painted with some googly eyes and a beak and like a tongue, obviously for a turkey. And there are some popsicle sticks that have been painted with polka dots, and they're all different colors. It's really, really cute looking. But it looks like there's a video, and what you need is you need a glue gun or a Mod Podge, googly eyes, red and orange felt, pint-sized, wide-mouth mason jar, paint and paint brushes, decorative glass rocks, pencil, paper towel, and black Sharpie marker. So you put it all together, and let's see, and there are step-by-step instructions. And so then you let the kids paint the jumbo popsicle sticks, and you make the polka dots, tells you how. And then using the black marker on the other side, write Thanksgiving words at the bottom, like Pilgrim's hat, Native Americans, bake, give thanks, etc. There's a whole list of them. And then you make the little turkey thing on the outside of the mason jar. You fill the jar with glass rocks. They don't show, so it doesn't matter if they match. I would think that you could use regular rocks too. Put your sticks into the rocks, fanning them to make it look like turkey feathers, and you're done. And then, of course, after your feast, you gather all your kids around and you let them take turns choosing a stick and drawing on a fun chalkboard or notepad and see who guesses it first. So, a really simple, fun activity. Love it. It's really cute, very easy. And then the next one is from, and I can't see the website, I have to move my page over. It's from ohmy-creative.com. Really cute place. Easy Thanksgiving table setting ideas. Let's see. What was I trying to highlight in here? They had all sorts of ideas like Indian corn place cards. It's really cute. I'm scrolling down on this because it's a compilation of several different things. Cork trivets. That was cute. Thanksgiving place cards. Apple candles, a table, a DIY painted table runner that was cute. Yeah, lots of different things. Oh, and this is what I wanted to highlight that I liked in this. It was Thanksgiving dinner conversation cards. Now, we all know, well, if you're like me, you know that when you are surrounded with people with autism, it can't get very quiet. It certainly does in my household with my son and husband. So, conversation cards are really, really handy. And it looks like it's a printable. And it has questions like, and they're really cutely designed. It's like, what food are most grateful for? Well, that's not written very well. But anyway, today is great because I am grateful for, and all sorts of different conversation ideas, and there's a link there, and that's from a place called Second Chance to Dream. So, anyway, you kind of have to scroll down on that one, but I love that idea, and there's also a lot of different ideas on this page that you could find that can make your Thanksgiving really special. Lots of different ideas. One with pine cones that looks really cute with beads. Oh, that's adorable. So you could have all sorts of fun scrolling on that site. So there's that. And then Let's see. On this one, as I'm doing this, live, and I'm not, haven't tested this out before. So this one has a squeeze page. In other words, you have to put your email address in before you can even look at it. It's called modernparentsmessykids.com. So, oh, and that was about creating a blessing bag. And I really like that idea. I don't know in your place where you live, but we see a lot of people out with cardboard signs. And it's troubling, it's heart-wrenching, but what do you do? And really, all the people who, all the organizations involved in really helping the homeless all say that it's best not to give them money, it's best not to really give them anything, but if you really want to, then create these blessing bags and hand them out to those who are homeless or standing on the corner with a sign. But, be careful with that, of course, and never go alone and yada yada yada. But these blessing bags are a great idea. Or, this time of year, it's Operation Christmas Blessings, or my brain, excuse me, with Samaritan Ministries. So that's a great thing to do as a family. But these blessing bags, what a great time to think about somebody else and not just yourself, and even do things like go to your local rescue mission and help serve dinner, or have your child, if they make an allowance, give a portion of the allowance to a place like that. Because the truth is, a place like Our Springs Rescue Mission can feed a lot of people for a lot less money than you can just giving to one person. So that's another idea, but I really do like the blessing bag idea. But for this site, you're going to have to give them your email address, so you'll have to weigh whether or not that's worth it. Okay, then the next one is Declaration of Gratefulness. This is really cute. Talks about how over 200 years ago, after much thought and prayer, fully knowing their lives would be at risk, the great men of our country issued a declaration for independence. And this is at imom.com. And it's a printout, and it's called Declaration of Gratefulness. And it kind of parrots the idea of Declaration of Independence. And then you write your name and your family name in there, and write down what you're grateful for, and sign it and date it. And it's a really, really neat looking download. It looks like an old-fashioned piece of paper with calligraphy. So there's that. There are a lot of them that I found. So next we have this one, I believe, as I'm scrolling down, with some really cute owls, and there's all sorts of other artwork on this site. It's called youngschoolart.blogspot.com. And again, you can find all of these on my Pinterest, so you don't have to go to these websites directly. You can find them through there. And what I really liked in this page is that there's some really cute kindergarten owlets that were made out of construction paper torn up. This is one of my favorite projects to do. In fact, I do that sometimes for logo design, for my own art. I just tear out, like I've torn out mountains before, and scan them, and I use them for my artwork. It's really, really fun and cute. But this one has some owls, and has describes how to do it, and it's really adorable, and that is a really fun, creative thing to do. So, and I will tell you, I am not one to do crafts in a box. I think it's so much more valuable to do something creative like this. So, that's one thing that you might try. And again, you can find that on my Pinterest. Okay, so the next one, and there's nine more left of the 20. I've lost count of where I'm at, but leaf rubbing. This is another one of my favorite activities, art activities. Leaf rubbing is so much fun. You go out there, you have the kids collect some leaves, you bring them in, and you just simply rub them with crayon. And it is a really fun, simple activity. So that particular activity is on kcedventures.com, but again, you can find it on my Pinterest. So leaf rubbing, I highly recommend. So much fun. And then some Thanksgiving crafts from allfortheboys.com. And it looks really interesting. Things like making a turkey leg and a pilgrim hat and all sorts of stuff. Kind of decorating, table decorations kind of stuff. It's really cute. And so that would be really fun. So take a look at that. And I saw on that, there's one called Making a Teepee that looked really, really, really fun. I like the designs there. So you can check that out. And then next one is a leaf hunt. And this was really cute. Again, great, great way to get out and find different leaves. And so there's all sorts of resources on this page. It's at, again, coadventures.com. And there's a bingo page that has different kinds of leaves. Like ginkgo and cottonwood and chestnut, and it has the pictures of the leaves. Boy, that's a great reference because I never remember what kinds of trees are there. But of course, you have to tailor it to your area because I know that we don't have dogwood, so or ginkgo. But what a great idea to do! How fun is that? So check that out, and then a really good one for us with autistic kids is fall sensory play, and there's a whole series, and it's by thejennyevolution.com. And so you click on this to see some of the examples, but again, you can go to Pinterest and find all of this stuff. Lots of information that I'm sharing, and I took a lot of time last night to find this, to sift through Pinterest. So I hope that this helps you. And my internet is being kind of slow, so bear with me. It's spinning and spinning and spinning. But this site has a lot of different kind of sensory play ideas on it. Looks like I opened up the JPEG. That wasn't a good idea. I clicked on the wrong link there. So let me see if I can find the correct link. But I'm trying to find, I guess it's a compilation. There's what's called eight fall sensory activities at your fingertips. And yes, there's a whole bunch of them, like rake leaves. Oh boy, we have plenty of leaves rake. Jump in the pile, of course. I mean, who doesn't like that? Wow. Listen to the leaves. Step onto the dried leaves. What kind of noise do they make? Wow, what a great idea. Play hide and seek. Oh wow. I mean, it seems like in today's world we just forget simple things like playing hide and seek. Of course, my child's too old for that. Create crafts with found objects, go on a nature scavenger hunt, carve a pumpkin. Now that my son is not too old for. He certainly did that. And then of course, take a hike, which we love to do that too. So those are some of the ideas on that site, and you can find a lot more there. And then, oh, I really like this one, especially for older kids. This is my challenge, because as I'm reading through this, my child's 15, and I don't think that he's going to be doing a lot of these things. But this is something that I could possibly get him into, and that is a 30-day photo challenge on gratitude. And so it lists out all the different things to do on each day, like favorite food, smile, happiness, leaves, morning sky, etc., etc. And it has 30 different ideas of themes that you can do for fo a photo challenge. That is a great idea. I love it. And again, you can find that on Pinterest because I forgot to tell you what the website was. And then this is a really cool idea, and even for the whole family, I mean, especially extended family, it'd be really fun. is a Thanksgiving turkey trivia sheet, and it's a fun game for kids. And it has an answer sheet. It's a printable, very easy. Very fun. Got the answers there. So that is on. Let me see if I can see this. It's written on thewalls.blogspot.com, but again, you can find it on my Pinterest. And now we have three left because boy, did I ever find a lot of different ideas. I love Pinterest for this. Another idea. This is very different. Might be a little bit late for a pumpkin, but I thought this was interesting. It's a pumpkin geoboard, and you use rubber bands, push pins, golf tees. Very easy. You use a pumpkin and wooden mallets, and it tells you how to do this. You just add push pins to the pumpkin. Very easy to do. And then you use rubber bands to make patterns and shapes. Very, very easy. Make designs with the golf tees. They use the mallets to hammer the tees into the pumpkins. And, yeah, this really, really interesting activities and the skills involved. It's fine motor skills, gross motor skills, creative expression, math, science, literacy. So lots of neat ideas on that, and that's at funaday.com. But again, you can find that on my Pinterest. Really neat. I highly recommend doing that for little kids. That sounds like fun. Okay, now this was a little more advanced. The one I found next was ribbon turkey pins. And I wanted to find a few more advanced things, but it doesn't look too hard. It's just a matter of pinning a ribbon to a felt body of a turkey, like pinning the ribbon for to make it look like a turkey feathers. It's really cute, and then on the back you glue a pin. It looks like a really fun and you can even put it in your hair. Oh, that's adorable. So you gotta go look at AngelaAndersonArt.blogspot.com because that's cute. Oh, that would make a great gift for family members too. Adorable. I think that you would have, kids would have fun with that one. So make great gifts. So anyway, that is Ribbon Turkey Pins After School Art, and it's by Angela Anderson, but you can find it on my Pinterest. Now, the last one, and we're done with the series, is Fall Tree Snow Globes Craft for Kids. This is really cute too. This looks like it could be more advanced. It's using a mason jar and a branch and some leaves and actually plastic leaves. And so you use glycerin. You can order that on Amazon or Walgreens, and a hot glue gun, and it describes how to do it. And that looks like a lot of fun. It looks like more advanced than a simple craft, and I wanted to include that because I know my son, you know, he's not going to do some of the simple stuff that's for preschoolers. He's already done all that, been there, done that. So that looks like a fun thing, and that's at frugalfunforboys.com. But it's really called Frugal Fun for Boys and Girls, and you can find that on my Pinterest. So, wow, that was quite the run. I didn't know how long that would take, but I got to everything. So, I hope you found that helpful. And again, please go to my website, riseaboveautistic.com. And I just, before I sign off, I just want to specifically stress that I'm looking in particular for someone to help me with this, to take it on as a business even, to help me do sales, to do it as a project management kind of thing. So look at that website. And I also wanted to mention that my son and I created a line of autism awareness. It's even more than that. It's autism acceptance. Autism Autism Awareness or Autism Acceptance Line, and you could find that at angelartsboutique.com, and that features my son's artwork, and it's got bumper stickers and t-shirts and messenger bags, and it all has that message, Autism, God's Bright Kids. It's very cheerful and bright and very different and unique, because I do believe that every child is unique, and that includes children with autism. So that was a really wild kind of show, but I can't believe it's this late and I've got to go, and I rhymed. So in our household, that would mean I get $2, because every time I make a rhyme, my son gives me $2. Not really, that's kind of our standing joke. So anyway, thank you for listening to today's episode, and be sure to tune in next Monday at 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Together, we will reach new heights in our lives and beyond, because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even in the midst of autism. Blessings to you. This is Dana Susan Beasley, signing off.